Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what an absolutely delicious Saturday afternoon it is here on the Menu Live. Thank you so much for tuning in as you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock here on AM 790 KNST. And whether you're listening to us on the radio now, perhaps you're listening to us live online on our website, www.onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions that streams worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. I am so glad you're here. Now, we are keeping it real this weekend, fellow foodies. It's all about real food and real cocktails and real celebrity co-hosts and real everything. We are broadcasting live from Acacia, real food and cocktails on Skyline, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street, and the party is getting underway. We've got great specials on craft beer, great specials on food. We got $5 house margaritas. Come on by for the live broadcast. It is the most delicious hour on radio, and we're so glad you're here. And another reason we are glad you're here is because you get to feast upon the wisdom of our celebrity co-host. Whenever she comes on the radio show, you know, she blushes now all the time when she comes on. Our numbers go through the roof. It's like a ratings dream when she's in the house. Our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson community manager for Yelp, is Bella Huffroy. Bella, how you doing?
Blushing.
Blushing, yeah. I mean, you're about the color as the upholstery here in this sort of little romantic back booth we have going on here.
This is the best seat in the house. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me again. It's always a blast. Looking forward to chatting everything local and real.
You know, it's all about local and it's about real. And, you know, it takes someone like Chef Albert Hall to put that up on his sign, real food and cocktails. We're going to find out what that's all about. But what's going on in the world of reality as far as Yelp is concerned? I have to say, it's just so much fun trying to keep up with you, Bella. I mean, if you're not downtown at an event, you're up in the foothills, or you're in center town. I mean, you're all over the place making life just so much fun for people that love a great meal and a great beverage. So what have you been up to these days?
Well, you just said it, trying to keep up. So many restaurant openings left and right. I'm still catching up from 2013 openings, and it's just been really fun. I had to throw my New Year's resolution out the window because I've just been eating my way through the entire city. Speaking of, after this, I'll be heading back downtown for the Cartel opening.
Fun, yeah, starting
to drink
at 5
some
o'clock
beer.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, free, and I think they got a free pizza and free sandwiches to add at Cartel. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And they brew their own beer. So, yeah, just keeping up with that. Yelpers are also staying really busy with all these great openings and delicious local food that's taking place here.
I love it. So. Now, you said that you broke your New Year's resolution. Now, it's what is it, January 25th, for crying out loud. Are you going to share here before our millions of listeners exactly what you resolved to do at midnight on December 31st?
Well, one of many resolutions was to try to cook at home more often and, you know, with local purchases from our farmers markets, but I've just had to put a hold on that because
good luck.
I am eating out left and right, and, you know, I actually broke it with tacos at Gio.
Yeah, Gio Taco. You know, and they're going to be getting their liquor license here, I think, next weekend.
Next week, yeah.
Which is going to be a lot of fun. They've been doing the BYOB thing, and people have really been taking advantage of that.
Yeah, well, World of Beers right next door. You can buy a couple beers, eat on the patio, and
how can you go wrong? You know, coming up a little bit later on the show, we're going to be talking with Brian Lapham, the general manager of Blanco Tacos and Tequila. Speaking of great tacos and tequila, you know, he's going to help our listeners get ready for Super Bowl, which is already next Sunday.
I know.
And who's the
can't wait to hear about it.
And who's the winner? Are you going to go with the Broncos, Bella, or are you going to go with the Seahawks?
That's a good question. I'm probably going to go for the Broncos because all my friends are going for the Seahawks.
Oh, you're one of those.
Just to add one of those. Right. I'm really not too big in the NFL, but I love the spirit of the Super Bowl and eating is the best part.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Can't wait to hear about the specials.
That's what I live for. After Brian visits with us, we're going to be talking with Kendra Johnson, the bar manager here. We're going to be talking about real cocktails, and she's going to bring over a cocktail for us to try that is the manifestation of what she calls real. I'm really wondering what she has up her sleeve for that one.
Curious.
Of course, in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with our good friend Chef Albert Hall, who is really, you know, one of the icons in this community when it comes to culinary artists. I mean, I've been following his story from the mid-90s here in Tucson, the first chef to open up the grill at Hacienda del Sol that long ago, and I just love everything he's about, and we're going to find out what he means by real food. I'm really excited about talking to Albert.
Yeah, same here. He's actually, I feel like he's been keeping it real since the beginning. You know, I remember when I moved back to Tucson and I would go to Happy Hour, and he's just been supporting all the local producers and farmers for a long time, and so I love that about him.
Good stuff. Well, you know, speaking of local, what's going on in the community Yelp-wise? Are you involved in any upcoming events down the pike?
Yeah, so much happening next month. Right around the corner, we have Savor Food Festival at the Botanical Gardens, and I think about over 40 local restaurants and cocktails and beer for the locals to sample.
Right.
And we'll be there doing a Yelp Locals Lounge. So we're hoping all the locals will stop by and say hello and learn about Yelp, have fun, celebrate just Tucson.
I think that's great. And I think that's February 1st at the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Over 40 restaurants are going to be demoing. I think Albert Hall himself is going to be out there.
Yeah, I'm curious about his demo that he's going to be doing.
Dishing out his demo. And you've got kind of a little couch lounge going on at that event?
Yeah, so at these food festivals, people are cruising around and eating and drinking, but sometimes, you know, there's nowhere to sit. So we're hoping that people will stop by and say hello to us and hang out with our bright red blow-up Yelp couches, and we have bean bags, and just a great space for people to hang out and
I love
feel comfortable.
It. You know, every time, and if my daughter's listening at home, she'll get a kick out of this. Every time you're on the show, the first question that my 15-year-old daughter asks me is, did you bring me any more of that Yelp chapstick? I mean, every event I ever go to, you're always handing out these great, you know, fans and chapstick and, you know, chip clips and all kinds of stuff. You got the, as far as promotional chapstick
time.
Is concerned, you guys got the best.
That Yelp stick is the best.
I
and the Yelp
it.
Mints are probably second on the list.
That's right. I'll bring some home for you, my sweetheart. Anyway, and Arizona Beer Week is coming up.
Yeah, super excited about that. We're partnering with them, and that starts on the 15th, runs through the 22nd, and you can visit the website at, you know, arizonabeerweek.com and check out all their happy hour events, special classes, and we have a beer festival coming up as well on the 22nd, so stay tuned for more details.
That's great. So you do beer now and then. I mean, I know you're largely a tequila consumer. You know, the cat's out of the bag now. This has got, Brian Lapham nodding with a big smile right now. But anyway, you do like a beer every now and then. I've seen you throw down some suds.
Yeah, I do. I'm learning more, and so I can enjoy beer more than I used to. And it's just a constant learning process for me. I like a light beer, a light flavored beer. Don't know too much about the hoppy
stuff. Yeah, I'll teach
stuff.
You. I'll teach you.
But I'm
you
excited for
me.
The beer festival because they'll school me on that. And I know that we just have great businesses that are carrying locally brewed beer and just bringing really high-end specialty beer from across the country. So it's just exciting to have that booming in our
Fantastic.
City as well.
We got about another minute before we do a commercial break. In case any of our listeners don't really know a lot about Yelp, give us the rundown on Yelp and how people can get involved and start Yelping on their own.
Absolutely. So Yelp is a website and a mobile application that's free to download on any smartphone. And it's a way to connect locals to great local businesses. So if you're looking for a restaurant, a boutique, even a vet or a doctor, you know, you can go to Yelp.com or the mobile app and check it out. You can use it as a resource. And you can also contribute your opinions and experiences at local business. So.
And how do they find you online specifically?
They can find me online at www.yelp.com/Tucson if you're signing up for Tucson. And you can also sign up for a weekly newsletter. Comes out on Wednesdays, and you'll stay in the know about what's going on locally.
That sounds great. www.yelp.com/Tucson will get you right to the area where you can sign up and learn everything about Bellehof Roy, all about the things that are going on here locally. This is our destination for information on what's going on, and you can be a part of the discussion by Yelping yourself. I just love it. Bella, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about tacos, and we're going to be talking about tequila, and we're going to be talking about Super Bowl 2014 with our good friend Brian Lapham from Blanco. Stick around. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Howe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of Happy Hour at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Tucson Community Manager for Yelp, Bellehof Roy. Having a great time.
Having a blast.
People in the bar are having a blast. I don't know about you, but
I'm curious about what's going on over there.
The bar is absolutely packed. People are having a great time. But, you know, whenever people come up to Skyline and Campbell, people are always having a great time. And over at La Encantada, just a stone's throw away from where we are right now, people always seem to be smiling. And maybe it's because of our next guest, because he just kind of rolls in and is the general manager of Blanco Tacos and Tequila, Brian Lapham. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm envious because you get to have the words taco and tequila on your business card.
Oh, it's wonderful, and we have some great margaritas, so that's probably why you see a lot of happy faces.
That's probably it. I love the margaritas over there at Blanco. I mean, it's almost like a destination for a great craft margarita.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's always something new. I love the blood orange margarita. It's one of my favorites. My wife loves the skinny girl margarita,
right.
Whatever that's called.
Absolutely.
Same here.
Which basically means she can have, what, 4 or 5? I don't know.
At minimum.
How that works. But anyway, Super Bowl is a week from tomorrow. I can't believe it. And when you're thinking about places to really help you with the feat of feeding the masses, you know, I say give yourself a break at home, give the grill a break, give the smoker a break, and leave the cooking to the pros. And I think Blanco has got a great idea because you just have something called the Blanco Bundle, which I think is a great idea for Super Bowl parties.
Correct, absolutely. So we actually have a large party to go menu, which basically takes our menu and breaks up into groups of 10, 15, and 20 people. So it's great for any event. And then also in that menu, we have a Blanco Bundle, which takes a lot of great items. So it takes our...
Now, see, the whole bar just erupted into applause.
Absolutely.
You know, wherever Brian Lapham goes, Bella, people just start erupting in applause. I want to be you for, like, a weekend.
For a weekend.
But anyway, I digress. I was so caught off guard by all the applause.
Absolutely. So, again, we have that Blanco Bundle, and it comes with a Mexican chop salad, chicken tacos, carne asada tacos, rice, beans. So we package it already together for you. So it basically kind of is well-rounded and takes care of all your guests' needs.
And you can do that in sort of blocks of use, like 10 people, 20 people.
Correct. So we have small, medium, large, which is the small does 10, and then 15 is for the medium, and then 20 for the large.
And you've sort of worked it out kind of ratio-wise. So if you've got 20 people, you and your, you know, very equipped team over there, Blanco, kind of know how much bean, how much, you know, rice, how many tacos, that kind of thing. You
Absolutely.
Do all the heavy lifting for us.
Absolutely. Everything is measured in portion, so you will not run out.
Now, what if someone's having just this huge party, you know, and they're going to have more than 10, 20, 30 people? I mean, what's the, can you do a Super Bowl party of enormous proportion there at Blanco?
Absolutely, we can. All we require is 24 hours of advance notice, and the chefs can absolutely take care of that and just get it ready for you.
And when you say ready, I mean, it is really ready. So when you come and pick it up, it's all ready to go.
Correct.
And you just
so
take it out to your
you
car.
You take
and
it
off
to
you
your
go.
Car, off you go. You have plates, utensils, everything you need to serve. It comes already in these nice packaged containers. So you just set them on the table, take off the lid, and grab your plate.
Absolutely.
Sounds ideal.
I mean, and you know your way around a taco, Bella. I mean, you ever had the tacos over there at Blanco?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Many times.
Yep.
And too many bowls of chips, and that salsa is so good. It actually reminds me of my mom's salsa.
Absolutely. You get
a lot of people get full on
chips and salsa right off the bat, so it's a constant.
Unbelievable. Now, Brian, I don't know if you understand the magnitude of what just happened here. No, Bella Huffroy said that your salsa almost reminds her of her own mother's.
Yeah, I can't even make her salsa. I haven't mastered it yet. And so there's a few places in town that I know, like right off the top of my head, that their salsa never disappoints. And Blanco's one of them.
No, I love it. Yeah, I always love
it.
So
good.
And I love the whole aesthetic over there, Blanco. So, you know, we certainly want people to give you a call to make their orders for Super Bowl. The large party pickup, like Brian said, it's easy to do. You call 24 hours in advance. You can go online and see the menu, can you not?
Absolutely, you can.
What's the best way to get people to your website to take a look at your menu?
www.foxrc.com.
Okay, foxrc.com.
Correct.
.com.
Correct. And then you just click on the Blanco link, and it'll take you to all the Blanco restaurants. Click on the Tucson link, and that'll give you the menu.
Oh, we got tacos, we got rice, we got beans, we got all kinds of
chips,
wonderful
salsa.
Fresh, all house made, all scratch made, chips and salsa, just a perfect Super Bowl party. I don't know that you'd want anything else to go with that.
Well, how about a to-go pitcher of margaritas? Is
you
that
know,
legal?
If we could, we would. But no, yeah, we cannot do that.
I think Brian probably is working on a piece of legislation through the Arizona
Absolutely.
Legislature to let him send tequila out the door. But anyway, once people have in mind what they want to order, how many people they want to feed at their home for Super Bowl, they just give you a call at
give
the store?
Give us a call, and we'll take care of you.
What's
Absolutely.
The number to call?
It's 520-232-1007.
Okay, 232-1007.
Correct.
To set up your entire Super Bowl party there at Blanco Tacos and Tequila. Large party pickup to go. You're going to have it all ready for you. Sending people out the door with a smile on their faces.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So when people are not bringing Blanco home and people actually want to come up to La Encantada, you doing any specials these days over there?
Actually, we do a happy hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6, and it's half price on margaritas, Mexican beers, and our starters. So
sounds delicious.
It's a great time. So if you want to, you know, great food at a great, great price, I mean, that's the time to come to Blanco.
Great. What's the one show-stopping item on the Blanco menu? I mean, I have my favorite. Every time there's short rib in the ingredient, I always go there because I think what you do with short rib is amazing.
It is.
What's the show-stopping item on the Blanco menu this week?
Right now, for me, it's the barbecue pork tacos. I mean, they're award-winning. They won at the Taco Festival, and they just have an amazing flavor. You know, and you can't stop. I mean,
that sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, that's my wife's favorite. That's the go-to when I'm going home is, you know, hey, Brian, bring me home some barbecue pork tacos. Yeah,
wife's favorite and go-to.
Yeah.
He knows. That's a man who knows.
Absolutely.
That's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
What about the one tequila? Now, you guys have a world-class selection of tequilas up there at Blanco. Is there one tequila that sort of you say just pops out of others when people really want a beautiful agave experience?
Right. Well, you know, my go-to is either Casa Noble or Milagro. I love both of those tequilas, especially the silver. I mean, it's great. So.
What say you?
Silver.
Bella
is a
tequila aficionado here.
I enjoy silver too. I mean, Milagro's on my top five, I'd say.
Not bad.
It's a good tequila. It's accessible too. You know, it's a good one.
A match made in heaven. Yeah. Anyway, Brian Lapham with Blanco Tacos and Tequila at La Encantada. 232-1007 is the number to call for your Super Bowl party. Great seeing you. Great catching up with you. And go Seahawks?
No, Broncos.
Oh, and we were doing until now. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great Super Bowl. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to be diving deep into a real cocktail. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. Right on Skyline, just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. And I'm here with my beautiful celebrity co-host. She comes in every now and then throughout the year, making people smile. From Yelp.com is Bella Hofroy. You're staring down a lovely cocktail there.
I am. I'm wondering if that's sugar that's glimmering at me or salt on the
rim. Well, you know, there's only one person who can answer that question. And, you know, talk about a busy woman, Bella Hofroy. This woman, she's almost hard, you know, as hard to keep up with as you are. But we got her to sit down for just a few minutes so we can talk about cocktails. She's the bar manager here at Acacia, Kendra Johnson. How you doing, Kendra?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm much better now. Thank you. listen to that radio voice she has. Welcome to the Kendra Johnson Show.
Well, thank you.
That's lovely. Here, why don't you bring the microphone just up a little bit closer. And I just want to say, on behalf of all of our listeners worldwide, thank you for bringing such a lovely cocktail to the party. We're going to take a little sip of that, but I want you to sort of help our listeners understand. You know, you've got this big sign outside, Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. And we're going to be talking about Chef Albert Hall, to him about what he means by real food, local, honest food. But we're thinking about a cocktail program to match up against real food. What in the world does that mean, Kendra Johnson?
In most of our food and our cocktails, we like to use local items, fresh fruit. We infuse quite a bit of our own alcohol with fresh fruit, which is the one that I brought you today. I brought you the Lulu's Raspberry Lemon Drop.
Oh, yeah, I've got to write that down. This is Lulu's
Raspberry Lemon Drop.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is my specialty cocktail. Working here for 9 years, you develop a nickname, which that one is mine. We infuse Sky Citrus Vodka with raspberries overnight for 24 hours with some sugar.
Wow.
Strain it out, mix a little bit of lemonade, fresh squeezed lemonade, and get that beautiful pink color there.
So we're talking about, really we're talking about fresh. I mean, we're talking about real food and cocktails. It's about using local ingredients, and it's fresh as much as possible.
Right.
I remember Albert Hall said on a video that I saw not too long ago that almost, I guess 98% of what he serves here in this restaurant is scratch made.
Absolutely.
That's a huge number, Kendra.
In the bar as well. He lets me be pretty creative, but behind the bar we use a lot of local items. We use a lot of local tea. We mix tea into our cocktails as well, and everything's very fresh.
I love it. Well, we're going to dive into the bounty of freshness that you put before us. And look, you know, and whenever we're talking about bounty of freshness, Roger and Wendy Hathorne walk in the door. Oh, and there's Renee Krieger from Renee's Organic Oven. This is like Celebrity Week here at On the Menu Live. We're about ready to drink a cocktail that looks like as fresh as you, Renee.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we're going to dip into that in just a couple of minutes. But how did you get your start? Now, you've been with Albert Hall at Acacia for 9 years.
From the very beginning, yes.
Was that the beginning of your mixology path?
Actually, I started off in the, you know, bottom totem pole, hostess, worked my way up. I GM'd for a little while, but I found that bartending was really what I liked the most. I liked being personable and interacting with the guests and making people happy and making great drinks in the process.
Well, taking a look at the people in the bar tonight, you're making scores of people happy.
They're happy.
I don't know what it is. Well, maybe it's the cocktails. But so full bar, excellent ingredients that you're sourcing. You've got a great wine list, but you also have a very impressive lineup of tap beers.
We do.
And again, you're always looking to source local as well, right?
We do, yes. We Dragoon is probably one of our top sellers, and we love, you know, they're from Tucson. But yes, everything local in Tucson, we're willing to give it a try.
That's great. And we're here right in the middle of happy hour. Mm-hmm. 4 to 7, isn't it 7 days a week?
7 days a week. Fridays and Saturdays, we extend it to 8. So we're open up an extra hour for happy hour. Come
and it's
see
great.
Us.
And you've got this thing called 5 for 6 till 7. So there's 5 small plates for $6 all the way up until 7 p.m.
Yep.
And also $5 house margaritas, I understand.
Mm-hmm, which are delicious.
All right. So Bella's wondering what it's going to take for her to enjoy a sip of this cocktail. Now, you know, I'm just coming off of a little thing. You know, I was sick for a few days. I'm not contagious. Don't get worried. But you have to drink half of this before I have a sip.
And
okay?
I'm on the clock. So please, because, by all means.
Because once I have a sip, I ain't giving it back. You've done the show before. So as Bella brings up the chalice to her lips, are you going to have a sip of this? Or
I am. I am.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the flavors that are incorporated into this cocktail again as Bella begins to sip of her.
You know, obviously it's going to be citrusy because it is a lemon drop, but you're going to get the fresh raspberry. We make our raspberry or lemonade, pardon me, in-house fresh every morning.
Wow.
Freshly squeezed. So my palms are usually pretty sore by the end of the evening.
I wasn't going to say anything. I noticed the palms. Is that all you're having? Thank goodness.
I had to comment. It's dangerously good.
Thank you.
I mean, that's like full on.
It's almost like Kool-Aid.
Like Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Okay. Are you? No. Keep drinking.
Get to it.
Are you done?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm a lightweight.
Well, thank you. And I'm going in. I have to move the microphone. You have to keep talking. This
and
is
the sugar.
Radio.
It's you know,
I like to use the rock sugar. It gives it a little extra. It's a little crispier.
It's not like super like overly sweet. It's just like a nice texture. That's really refreshing.
Thank you.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm picking up on this Lulu's raspberry lemon drop, and I'm you know, clutching strongly onto my masculinity. There's nothing wrong with a guy drinking this cocktail, right? I mean, shows my sensitive side. The first thing I notice is you really can tell the difference between fresh fruit, fresh raspberry, fresh lemon, and then the canned stuff. So when you're talking about scratch, you're not talking about scratching your knuckles on the can openers.
Not at all.
As you're getting the concentrate raspberry out of
squeezing
the jar.
Squeezing lemons every morning.
Because it's not overly sweet. It's just that suggestion of sweetness that comes from fresh fruit. And that's in a glass suitable for framing. It's a gorgeous picture.
Thank you.
My goodness. How many lemons are you squeezing every day here at Acacia?
At least half a case from the kitchen.
And how many are in a case?
Probably about 200.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So at least 100 every day.
Accepting applications for people to come in here and help you squeeze lemons?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the Lulu's raspberry lemon drop, I think a manifestation of what you mean by a real cocktail because it's fresh, it's gorgeous, it tastes good. I might even have another one after I'm done with this.
I'll join you.
Anyway, so this is your favorite cocktail to make?
It is one of my favorites, yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, anyway, we've got to do a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors, but I want you to hang out because Chef Albert Hall is going to be coming in. We're going to be talking about food and cocktails.
Awesome.
You know, Bella might have to take over for the rest of the show because I'm going to, I feel I just want to dive head first into this cocktail.
I really think you should. I mean,
it's all yours.
It's beautiful.
Fresh and flavors.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the man himself, Chef Albert Hall, is going to be sitting down with us. And he's going to be giving a gift certificate away to one person who knows the answer to our trivia question. So stick around for that. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at Acacia. Real food and cocktails. Skyline just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. And we are having a great time with my celebrity co-host for the full hour who is loving this Lulu's Raspberry Lemon Drop from Yelp.com, Bella Huff-Roy.
Hi.
How are you doing? So, you know, now that I have taken the cocktail away from you and I'm going to begin to check. Yeah, I know.
Where's the other one?
Well, they only brought one, Albert.
What?
So here, here, watch this. Take this cord and can you help Albert with his cord there? Because I don't want him to. We don't need him to strangle. Oh, right here, right over on the microphone itself. There we go. Anyway, his reputation precedes him. Keeping it real
keeping it real.
In Acacia, the owner and the executive chef and the icon, the man, the myth, Albert Hall. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Oh, look at this.
Kendra.
Oh,
he's ordering cocktails.
This is happening live.
Oh, yeah.
He's ordering cocktails in his own restaurant on live radio.
Any opportunity I have to order a cocktail. No, you'll notice that my wife is giving me the eye.
Yes, of course she is. Yeah, keep a close eye on her.
She reads lips. Even though she's across the room, she knows I just ordered cocktails.
Oh, good. Cocktails.
Cocktails.
Plural.
Yeah.
I love real food, and I love real cocktails, and I love you, Chef Albert
Hall. Keep it real.
Let me tell you something. Before we talk about Acacia, you have a little artwork going up your right arm that I don't think was there when I saw you last. What's up with the tats, my
brother?
Well,
it's not well. Do you really artwork?
I should.
It's artwork.
Yeah, of course.
I have to tell
is.
You, the gentleman that designed this, I'm getting a full sleeve, by the way, and it's modeled after AJ's produce department. And it's a chef tattoo.
Oh, I love
for
it.
For sure.
I love it.
But the gentleman that's doing it, James Bogue from Iron Will Tattoos over at Broadway and Sarnoff, he's doing a great job with it. And I don't know if I showed you. This is my latest edition.
Would you mind if I took a photo?
No, you can do that.
Okay, so I'm actually going to take a photo. We're going to put this up on our Facebook page. Now, this is a man who loves his work because going from his watch band all the way up to his underarm is a full-on cornucopia of fresh fruits and vegetables. What's up with this?
That's awesome. That's beautiful.
Well, it is the chef theme, and I got to tell you, I've got black grapes, red grapes, I've got bananas, I've got
is that an avocado?
Apple. Yeah, it's an avocado.
My favorite.
I've got cherries, I've got watermelon, I have an artichoke, I have a papaya. There's a plum back here and
beautiful.
A peach that's getting ready. It's a work under construction.
That's what it looks like. There's some outlines for things yet to come. So what's the ETA on having this whole masterpiece come together?
Well, we're hoping that that we'll get it before I pass.
That would be good.
You know, you can't really put a time on it.
Oh, I like it.
We're going into gym show, so it's going to kind of put me on a little bit. On the back burner, so to speak.
I hear you.
Because I'm not going to have the time to go down and do it.
Yeah, well, I love it. I love tattoos that tell stories. And, you know, when you think about Acacia, this restaurant sort of tells a story in itself because when you're thinking about real food, and I love this story that you tell, backing it up a little bit, I saw you on a video, and I actually posted this up on our Facebook page a little bit earlier this morning. You talk about you run your business at Acacia here as a lifestyle. What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's really very simple. And how many people are there out there really that can take their lifestyle and what they believe in and actually be able to make money off of it? And,
here.
You know, you go, everybody, they have the 9-to-5 and they go into work and they do what they do. And then they have their other set of things that they like to do when they're not at work. But it's kind of all consuming for me. And it's how Lila and I are. And don't get me wrong, we like to do other things, but our restaurant is kind of what we love.
It's what you love,
know?
Right?
It's our passion, and we like doing real food. We like living real life, and we meet real people, and we have a real good time doing it.
Oh man, if that just doesn't say it, I don't know what does, Bella. I mean, that's just gorgeous. And we hear about you telling stories about using fresh, local and honest ingredients. Talk a little bit about what you mean by that, because that's just such a poetic way to introduce who you are.
I remember when Lila and I met about 27 years ago, I had fixed dinner for her, and she loves corn, you know, so I had bought some corn, fresh corn, and I cooked it, and I took it off the cob, and she'd never had that before.
Wow.
She didn't know what fresh corn was. She didn't know what fresh green beans were. And, you know, me, I wouldn't know how to do frozen vegetables and things like that, or the convenience foods that a lot of people learned and grew up with in the 60s and 70s. And am I dating myself? I think I am. Anyway, but we've been keeping it real. And that means having the best of whatever's available in season,
right?
You know, more and more the last 10, 12 years or so, been keeping a pretty close eye on sustainability and making sure that what we get doesn't have a huge carbon footprint.
Right.
And you know what? If it's not corn time, then it's going to be something else.
Right.
And if we
right.
can't, you know, we're going to have to do braised cabbage in the winter, you know, instead of a great summer vegetable. So
now, have you found over the years that because of people's, you know, commitment to sustainability, that finding those kinds of spirited vendors out there that share that same commitment to sustainability, they're a little easier to find these days, or you just still have to, you know, turn over a few rocks to find the true guys?
You know, I have to tell you, technology has taken us from a very short distance in time, or amount of time, a very great distance. And when you think about 150 years ago and how things got transported, and, you know, now if it's out of season, it's never out of season because they grow it in the southern hemisphere,
right.
and fly it up,
right.
and you get stuff just like that. I mean, fish from Hawaii, could you imagine Thor Heyerdahl stopping in Hawaii to pick up
right.
the tuna
uh-huh.
and then sailing over? It wouldn't be very good by the time it got here.
That's right.
So, I mean, yeah, technology plays a great part in it, but at what cost?
Right.
And it is... we haven't taken very good care of Mother Earth.
Yeah. Well, you know, but it's peace of mind to know that when you do come to Acacia, you're doing your part in taking care of Mother Earth.
You know, we are. And, you know, we try to be very careful about the seafood that we use. We're very careful about how we source our beef and chicken and lamb. And, you know, the produce we get when we can, unfortunately... We're in the desert Southwest, and there's a very strange kind of a growing season here unless you grow it indoors.
Right.
So we do the best that we can. If you go to the Central Valleys of California, it's just incredible. If you go to the Willamette Valley in Oregon, it's incredible. Or over in the Tri-Cities area of Washington.
Right.
You know, and then back east in Vermont, New Hampshire. I mean, there are these micro farms where they've got the climate to be able to produce different things year-round that
sure.
actually work out real well. I think I know why the Anasazi disappeared. I'm not... And I'm pretty sure it's because they couldn't grow the food
probably.
That they needed to sustain life.
Probably,
but,
yeah.
But with the invention of the airplane
yeah.
and the jet powered covered wagon, then you know, I mean, it works out pretty good.
So one of the things I love about Acacia is that you are so. Appreciative of seasonal change and what that brings to the menu. And I know that you sort of rotate your menu, as you said, as things come into season, you want to use them, you want to bring them in, you want to manifest them. Are there certain things on the menu at Acacia that are absolutely untouchable, no matter what the season is? If you were to take something off of the menu, there would be an uprising outside on Skyline.
We actually have a couple of those items, and they're signature items, and they've been on the menu for the last 9 years or so.
Wow.
And our chicken and Havarti dumplings.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I don't think there's a challenge getting chicken year-round. And Havarti cheese, you know, yeah, the good stuff comes from Denmark. But
yeah, you got it.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? So that's something that we all have always had. Our chipino is a signature item.
Beautiful.
Where we've always been able to get fresh shellfish year-round. And of course, the fin fish that we use. Salmon has been a staple on our menu since we opened. It's kind of like, you know, Blanco wouldn't do. Do you guys do seasonal tacos? Maybe do you ever do you switch it around or look at that pizza? Because I know you're going downtown.
Oh, all right. Very
okay,
cool.
we're some food's arriving, and we've got a couple different things, and I wanted to cover a broad base. You know. Acacia, if you've ever been here, you know that our menu is diverse. We have really two types of menus. We have our casual fine dining menu, which is offered in the lounge, and then we have our fine dining menu, which is offered in the dining room and is a little more upscale. Smaller menu, but still I think it affords us the opportunity to be creative. We like the lounge menu because it's kind of fun. quick, inexpensive stuff that...
Right. And is the chicken and variety dumplings there? That's on the bar menu as well, right?
It is.
Yeah. And
it
the
is.
Sauce. It's the it sauce that I think I said last time. I want like a big gulp of
it's
that
a Thai
sauce.
Cashew and coconut sauce.
Yes, please.
Which is, yeah, I mean, could you drink a big tankard of that stuff?
I absolutely could. So I love the fact that there's different personalities with the space here. So as you said, the lounge, sort of, this rhythmic kind of vibe. I love the action and the energy that's in the lounge. But the dining room is just a place to sort of take a deep breath and to take a look at the surroundings. Beautiful, rich, ruby red colors. The aesthetic here is simply gorgeous. And you and Blanco, your neighbors to the north or to the west, share, I think, some of the most spectacular views that you can dial up anywhere. I mean, you've got floor-to-ceiling windows here, Albert.
Yeah, it's a beautiful view, that's for sure.
I mean, that's why we're here.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this, but I actually worked here for a short time when it was Soleil. And that was back in 2000.
Maybe in the late 90s even.
No, they
was
opened.
It 2000?
They opened just after New Year's in 2000.
Okay, Soleil, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a homecoming.
We've got a couple of tasting things here we need to talk about.
Let's do it. Okay, so we've only had cocktails. And some people are saying, speak for yourself, Russell. So we haven't done anything to otherwise detract from our culinary experience. So where would you suggest we start on the spectrum of flavors? Where should we begin?
This is a little taste of duck liver mousse.
Oh, please.
That Brian just whipped up for us.
All right, who's Brian?
Brian
Let's
is
give
the,
him some props here.
Brian Smith is what is your title, Brian? He's the chef.
He's
the chef.
Just the chef.
He's the chef.
Whipped up some.
No, he. You know what? He does. I'm just a figurehead. He does all the heavy lifting. But I have to tell you, he whipped up this this duck liver mousse with a little bit of beet puree, and he's got some house made duck prosciutto.
You gotta be. Oh, he's
and some braised fennel.
Are you writing this down, Bella Heffroy?
Yes.
Duck prosciutto.
Okay, you guys.
I've
here.
Never
duck prosciutto.
Heard of duck prosciutto. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, just something he whipped up.
And on the beet puree is that little fennel? Is that little dill coming up?
Yeah, it's a little fennel.
Little microgreen. Okay, so there's a lot of flavor going on in this one. Look who just sat down. I mean, this is really like celebrity hour, Chef Albert Hall. We said hi to Renee Krieger. We said hi to the Hathorns. We said hi. I mean, and Norma Gentry from ProVentures is in the house. One of our favorite advertising agencies in all of the galaxy, Norma Gentry. Always so nice to see you. The food keeps coming, Albert. It's only a one-hour show. I love my job.
No, this is okay. This is how we do it.
Okay, I'm taking a bite of Chef Brian's goodness.
So this is, and let me just say, this is a feature that we're running for this evening. We have whole roasted duck on the menu. It comes with the livers right inside of it, like you would a turkey or something. So he harvests the liver. He takes it all, saves up until he can make this mousse, and he does a nice job with it. And the beets are fresh, of course, organic, and just kind of a fun way to do the duck liver.
Creamy and rich mousse.
Yeah.
The sweetness of that beet puree with that little salt coming off of that prosciutto. Yeah. I mean, you're firing on all cylinders on that dish. Okay. That is just gorgeous.
Well, that's fun, and that's a true representation of what Brian brings to the plate.
And that's real food!
Yeah, it is. It is. Wow. It's no messing around. You know what? This is real food, too. Check this out. This is our beet salad, and you can see it's got microgreens from Sunny Zona, and this is a power salad. It's got tatsoi in it. It's got bull's blood. It's got baby arugula. It's got some, I think, micro cilantro, and then, of course, some fresh beets. It's three colored beets of organic beets. It's got some orange supremes. Now, this is the fun part. This is tossed with Alfonso's blood orange olive oil.
Oh, that's
from
and
Alfonso
the cranberry pear balsamic vinegar. Nothing else. Oh. Just the oil and vinegar.
That's all you need.
Some toasted hazelnuts and a little bit of Black Mesa Ranch Chev.
Oh, but, okay. Yes. Some beautiful goat.
And, look at that.
I mean, I don't even want to touch it. Bella, I don't want to touch it.
Sure you do.
I mean,
Bella eat it.
It's a beautiful presentation.
Bella will eat it.
I will. I'm all about the greens.
Okay, we've taken pictures. This is all going to be up on our Facebook page, also on our Instagram, On the Menu Live on Instagram. we definitely have to do that as a tour. And that just the color and the sort of the presentation. You take as much care in setting a plate as you do in making sure that people understand what a great flavor is.
Well, you know, I shouldn't downplay the presentation, but no. I'll tell you, it is secondary. But if you use truly fresh ingredients and high-quality ingredients, it is so much easier to create a presentation that is unadulterated.
Oh, that's exactly what we mean by real food. That is exactly right. You don't need to do much, just beautiful. Okay, so we have about a minute before we go to our trivia question. So let's start thinking about what that question is. I'm going to take a bite of this gorgeous
Well, I know
pizza.
What the question is, so I don't need to think about it. But did you see this pizza?
No, did I see this pizza?
Okay, well, I got a couple months ago, I got a pizza oven because I thought everybody else has one. I should get one. So we do pizzas in the bar. I want you to try this. It is a veterinarian pizza. I mean, a vegetarian pizza. Try one.
Oh, the mood lighting.
Why did she do that?
I don't know.
He blew the lights out. Are you kidding
still
me?
Even there.
But we're still on the radio.
No, this is good.
We got a high-powered radio generator going here.
Awesome.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Hey,
what
we're
kind of
back.
Cheese is on here?
That's Fontina, mozzarella, and aged provolone. It's got some fresh basil, fresh Wilcox tomatoes, a little bit of fresh oregano.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Look at the crust.
It's just the regular,
the regular. Listen to him. It's just pizza.
It's pizza.
It's real pizza.
But now, okay, so there's pizza.
We got to go to a commercial because we're going to come back. We're going to eat, but we have this thing. They're going to cut us off if we don't get this in.
We have more food,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen.
We are going to continue eating, and we are going to say a gift card is going to go to the first person that calls in with the right answer to this week's trivia question. And what's the question of the week?
The question is, you know, down at St. Philip's, I had a neighbor, a fellow restaurateur, who is a fantastic, fantastic restaurateur. He's been in the business for eons. And, you know, the Anthony's building, which is just to the north of us, for the last 6 weeks has undergone a huge renovation. And I'm going to have a new neighbor. And
great
the
question.
First person that comes up with who my new neighbor, who is actually an old neighbor,
right.
is going to be.
Great question.
So I know the answer.
Who is Chef Albert Hall's new neighbor to the north? To the west? No, to the
north.
To the north. Moving into
Anthony's old space.
Old space. Who is going to be his new neighbor? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win an Acacia gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline just east of Campbell on the north side of the street. Having a great time surrounded by a cornucopia of goodness, Bella Hufroy.
I'm overwhelmed by all this deliciousness.
And the food is not bad either.
Wow.
But I digress. Anyway, so we've been busy during the commercial break because once we read that trivia question, all of the lights back at KNST started flashing because we've got some listeners that think they know the answer to the question. Anyway, the question again, Albert Hall, is
who's my new neighbor to the north?
Who's going to be your new neighbor to the north moving into the old Anthony's space? And we're going to see if KT knows the answer to the question. KT, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thanks so much.
Okay, well, KT, Albert Hall really wants to give you this gift certificate. Do you know who his new neighbor is going to be?
Wait, KT.
I believe it is Daniel Squirtado of Vivace.
Okay, so KT says Daniel Scordato of Vivace, Chef Albert Hall. What survey says?
Survey says, ding, 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 ding.
KT,
correct,
you nailed it. Oh, my goodness. Now, KT, congratulations. Try to control your enthusiasm for crying
Thank
out loud.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, it sounds like you've been doing a lot of celebrating this afternoon. You know, you got to give your voice a break there, KT. Anyway, so let me ask you this. Have you ever been to Acacia Real Food and Cocktails before?
I have not had the pleasure.
You've never been to Acacia, our listener.
What's
is
going
in
on, KT?
Okay, so listen, KT, we're going to say congratulations. Thanks so much for listening, and you're the big winner. So Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information. So don't go away. We're going to get that address, and we're going to send you the gift card in the mail, and you're going to be a guest of Albert Hall at Acacia, and she should come ask for you, Albert, right?
I'm sorry. I'm eating the steak.
She's eating the steak. Yeah, when you come in, ask Robert Hall. Lila never lets him go home. He's got a cot in the back. Anyway, you're in for a real treat, KT.
KT, what does
thank
KT
you,
stand
thank
for?
You
KT.
So much.
KT, don't hang up yet.
No, I won't.
KT, okay, listen.
Yes, I'm here.
What does KT stand for, KT?
Karen Thompson.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, Karen Thompson. Nice. So if I was to call you Karen, would that be all right?
That's fine.
Okay, good. So when you come in, you say KT, because then I'll remember.
Okay.
And ask for me. Congratulations.
All right, thank you so much.
You
very,
bet.
Very fun. That is going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, so Danny Scordato coming up the hill here. And when's he moving in? Do we know?
March, I think. He wanted to be open in March.
Right. Right around the corner. Anyway, wow, a listener calling in, never been to Acacia. This is a very exciting time, Bella Huffroy.
Very
exciting
so.
Time. Okay, so we gorgeous pizza, wonderful crust. You can taste the freshness of the ingredients, which sometimes are lost under the cascading cheese at some pizza places.
Where did Renee go? You know what Renee said?
What did she say?
She goes, this is a real pizza.
Well, you know, she knows a thing or two about pizza. Anyway, so you've done a number on now. Is that a strip? That's looks like a.
This is not just any strip.
No, of course.
Okay, this is a naked strip. And I have to tell you, we get this meat. It's a high grade of choice, and we get it with 3 weeks or 28 days age on it. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And then we go another 7 to 10 days dry aged.
You're in house.
In house.
Another week. To 10
and then we take all the fat off of it and we cut it, and this is what you get. Please, it melts in your mouth. And for those who love a good steak. You know, the New York strip is not the most tender steak, but I tell you what, this
isn't
too bad.
Put this up against any filet. I mean, let's be honest here. Beautiful, fresh, black pepper-crusted strip, beautifully cooked. But like you said, it's so tender, it almost has a candy, you know, essence to it, you know, just because it's just beautifully
meat candy.
Moist. Meat candy, yes, please. And is that like an au poivre? I mean, right, with the sauce?
A classic steak au poivre. Peppercorn crusted and a brandy cream.
What do you call that? I mean, what's the – is that a – that should be called the steak
dry-aged New York.
And you're doing some gorgeous greens here.
That's some braised cabbage. We have some fingerling, Russian fingerling potatoes, fork mashed, nothing but salt, pepper, and butter.
That's all it needs. And look, here comes Chef again.
That's ridiculous.
I don't
think that's dessert. What is that, Brian? Holy mackerel, you better write fast. I know that's an olive oil cake.
Olive oil cake.
With a fresh blueberry compote. And this looks like a sunflower and pistachio granola.
Yeah, sunflower
granola and coriander and what else? A honey coriander ice cream.
That's real dessert.
Yeah.
Okay, what a perfect place to end the show. So I'm going to go and reach over and grab just a little bit of that.
Yeah, Matt.
I'm going right in, Albert.
Yes, you are.
I'm doing it.
You're aggressive.
Is your ice cream made in-house?
Yes.
As well? Wow, that's impressive.
Oh, that is absolutely. It's just light.
Go ahead, Bella.
And airy.
It looks beautiful.
We got about a minute before we have to say goodbye. Make sure everybody, Albert Hall, knows exactly where you are and exactly how they can find you online.
You know, we're on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell in Gallery Row, right next to the Steinway Piano Gallery. And it's great. You can come in, get some real food, pick up a real piano.
This is your destination for you need.
They have pianos over there that cost more than my house. But they sure sound good.
Open 7 days a week here at Acacia, doing lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch.
Yep, Sunday brunch.
Always fun.
Happy hour, 7 days a week. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. Albert Hall, thank you, and Lila, and your incredible team for hosting such a great Saturday afternoon show.
Love you,
brother.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website next week on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Bella Huffroy reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5... it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Acacia.